Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Turin Film Festival with Bob Byington, director of Francis Ferguson, screening here in Festa Mobile. Welcome.
Hi.
So first of all, for our radio listeners, how would you describe Francis Ferguson, this story?
It's a story about a teacher who makes a mistake with a student and gets in a lot of trouble.
I have to say that the not judgmental way you approach a film made me think that is it because you try to, let's say, overturn what we're always supposed to feel about things, to act upon things? Because when you're not giving, you know, when the director is not giving his opinion on things, it's the spectator being left with what he decides that it's wrong or right.
Right. I didn't really feel like what she had done was too terrible, and I think that comes off in the movie.
Why did you decide for the voiceover, the narrator, and was heard in the press conference was your friend, Nick Offerman? And how did you decide to have him intervene and interrupt, and when not?
Well, Nick is just, he's a so talented performer that you want to try to, if you're working with him, you really want to try to make him part of what you're doing. And the more he can carry and the more he can do, the better. He's so engaging and so charismatic that we wanted to give him as much work to do as we could. So that's really where that impulse comes from.
Why Kaylee Willis? And what were you looking for?
Well, Kaylee always kind of made me laugh, and I love her sense of humor. She's much younger than I am, and she is always kind of making fun of me, you know, for being old. And I just liked that and wanted to try to put that in the movie.
Why is this? I wanted to know, I was very interested in the choice of music, this A bit, and this is sort of a counterpoint sometimes. So how did you decide for that? What was your idea?
Well, all of the music comes from a Schubert piece, and we worked with many different composers. And one of the composers is from Vampire Weekend. Do you know that band?
Yes.
And he just has a way of interpreting. It's kind of like with Nick. Chris is so talented, you want to give him as much work to do as you can.
What did you decide for female protagonists? You know, we're talking a lot about that. And what did you want to explore the world, let's say, through her point of view?
Well, I might ask you that question. I mean, I think that female movie viewers can sometimes be frustrated by the... You must get tired of... It's changing, I think, a little, but you must get tired of stories with men at the center. And she just... I just felt like she could probably carry this movie. And so we took a chance. We didn't know if she could, and she could, and she did.
The film, as a female audience, the film was like relieving in a way, sometimes, especially when it deals with, motherhood topics or, the way women are portrayed or are perceived. And so all these things, they made me frustrated, and they sort of made me feel relieved in a way that I could really see things from, as I told you, non-judgmental point of view. And you had, there's not even obvious way of looking at motherhood. So I don't know if that was your intention.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that we wanted to try to make her look like she wasn't that into her kid. And let's just say there was like a knob or a dial where she could be like a 10 and hate her kid, or like a 7 and dislike her kid, a 4 to like her. We played with how much, but I really wanted to have her be like not that into her kid, because you never see that in a movie. It's like you can't show a character who doesn't like their kid.
Plus, it depends on which elements you're judging motherhood from. I mean,
yeah.
Even in that sense, I mean, she could not care for a kid, but still, it's not, it's from, the rules that you have in your mind that
right.
Good motherhood should be,
Right, and it's a comedy. We're making a comedy, and it's funny to have a woman be like, yeah, I don't like the kid. It's a comedy idea for her to think her four-year-old is egotistical, for example, which is one of the complaints she made in an early draft of the script. She's like, I don't like my four-year-old because she has a big ego.
How do you work on your films? Do you have like everything very well set and you don't let people improvise, or just like
We let people improvise.
So you,
it depends on how good you are. If you're good at it, you get to do it, and if you're not, you don't.
I think you were the only director here in Torino who asked the audience that watch the film. So I don't know why it doesn't happen often, and I wanted to know, what are you interested in people to get from this film?
Well, it's just a different conversation. Yeah. If you've seen the film, I'm just going to talk to you differently. If you haven't seen the film, I don't know. I mean, the film is difficult to describe. You have to experience it. And if you've experienced it, then you can talk about it. But if you haven't, I don't know. What's there to talk about?
But I hope our listeners will get interested by this conversation, so they'll watch the film.
I'm sure they can find it on the internet, can't you?
Yeah,
find
really?
You can find anything on the internet.
I mean, sometimes it's a good thing. What's important is that they watch it. How? I'm not going to say. I didn't say that. Thank you so much, Bob Byington, for being with us with Francis Ferguson, screening at the 37th Torino Film Festival in Festa Mobile. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.